You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, and co-host Keelan Harvey on Alternative Talk AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage experts Tina Mitchell and Keelan Harvey.
Welcome back to The Money Hour on 1150 AM KKNW. I am your host, Tina Mitchell.
And I am your co-host, Keelan Harvey.
You're a local mortgage expert. It's a great day to talk money, and that's what the show is all about, how to make money, how to save money so that you can have a better quality of life for you and your family. If you're hearing our show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast, but we can connect you with our guests. Call the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. In studio right now, first time that she's been here, we have Pam Ranch with Keller Williams Realty, Puget Sound, 10 ways to help agents. Pam, I'm so excited to have you here with us today. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me. It's a pleasure to be here.
And a little bit about Pam. Pam is the team leader with Keller Williams Puget Sound, head of the executive leadership team, and master coach for the top 20 agents in the office. Furthermore, she is a founding member of John Maxwell Coaching, Training and Speaking Program, as well as a certified DISC trainer, past president of South King County Women's Council of Realtors, a certified trainer in Stephen Covey's Four Discipline of Execution and Keller Williams MAPS Leadership Coach. Pam's true passion is coaching and consulting. Her approach is specifically analyze the needs of each client utilizing her deep and active listening of question skills acquiring during the years in business of a top consultant and trainer. Once the needs, hopes, and dreams of individuals evaluated, she supports the individual to develop a very specific program and action plan uniquely designed to help them achieve success in every aspect of their lives.
Pam, you're such a rock star. We're so excited
I know, and
to
I
have
love
you.
I love Women's Council of Realtors. So, thanks for all that you gave back there.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. It's a pleasure again.
So awesome. Mm-hmm.
That's so exciting. We're 10 ways I can help agents. I love that because especially with your expertise and then, you know, you have the top agents you're dealing with. I mean, that's huge. So give us a little insight. Like, how do you coach agents to production and profitability? What's your advice?
Well, I think at Keller Williams Puget Sound, what we do is we really transform lives every day, both personally and professionally. I like the approach of taking this as anybody that I meet as a whole person. So I'm never just coaching to the business side or to the personal side. I do believe that your business grows to the extent that you do. And there's a lot of conversations around what is it that drives somebody, what motivates somebody, why certain things are important to them, which in turn will help give them the energy and the motivation to do what they need to do to become who they need to become.
That makes so much sense. We have all these experts in here, coaches and things like that.
Yes.
They all, every one of them is right on point with that about self-growth as a human being and how that relates to your business. And the key word you said there, why. You got to know your why behind your business or else you're never going to be motivated enough to do the things that other people won't do to be successful.
Yeah, and your motivations and your big why can change over time. It evolves as much as you do.
Yeah. Let's talk, Pam, a little bit about the hiring and helping to understand through that process.
Okay. So when I'm talking about hiring, what I'm really doing is helping somebody to understand leverage and hiring leverage into their life. So that frees up their time. One of the dilemmas that most top producing agents have is they are making a lot of money and they're running a great business, but they don't have any time. And
yes.
So they're sacrificing family, friendships, vacations, the things that, well, why we want to make money in the first place. So they end up sacrificing. So what I've come to understand is most agents that I work with understand the sales cycle of the real estate industry.
Mm-hmm.
They no longer need to be coached in how to sell real estate or market real estate or take a listing. But what they haven't spent a lot of time is in learning how to hire and what hires come first and why certain hiring practices are important. Typically, an agent will tend to find somebody that they like that has a like mind or like energy. They hire them and then it becomes a little bit of a disaster.
Yeah.
And so they decide to try again on their own. One of the toughest growth curves for most agents is going from working on my own, doing everything myself, because my clients only want to work with me, only I can deliver great customer service. Those are all myth understandings.
Mm-hmm.
And what they really need to understand is learning how to hire and attracting talent to your team is a skill, and a skill they need to practice and work on to become really good at it.
Yeah, and you've talked, I mean, you're a pro and an expert in the DISC profile, and I think that's a lot of people, they're trying to hire, you kind of, you said this as well, hiring people that are like them, when the reality is you want to hire people that are, might be similar to you, but they're doing, their strengths are totally opposite than what yours are. And by putting them in through the DISC profile, you can really find out where their strengths lie and what they're most likely going to be most successful at, correct?
Well, correct, because you're not going to change anybody.
Yes.
You're hiring who you hire.
It's kind of like whoever you marry, they are who they are. You're not going to
change them.
Exactly. So would you say in the real estate space that the most important and first thing would be to hire out would be maybe like a transaction coordinator? Or where would you feel that most need that first hire?
Well, there's a law of practice here, which is lead with revenue and not expenses. And I think hiring a transaction coordinator is a great way to do that. For the most part, transaction coordinators get paid at closing just like the rest of us.
Yes.
And so that is a way to lead with revenue, create a budget so that you can then have the wherewithal to be able to hire somebody full time.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. Well, we were talking before about numbers and like profit and loss and the language of business and how numbers tell you something and connecting that to a human factor. Mm-hmm. Can you dive into that a little bit for us on the numbers aspect of it? I mean, there's a... It's a lot different to be a coach and a manager, mentor, and, you know, the next layer is the numbers. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, well, I think this is where we do a lot of coaching. I most agents that come to us really don't understand tracking their numbers, and if they do track their numbers, they're not spending enough time really evaluating what are the numbers telling me. The one thing about numbers is they're not emotional. And so they're very factual, and they don't carry that emotional weight that sometimes we bring to things when we are telling ourselves a story about why our numbers are showing up the way that they are. So really getting in there and diving into what your lead measures are, that's the predictive pace of your business that's going to show up within the next 90 days. And then studying the lag measures is what's the result? Here's the lead, here's where we're going, here's the lag, which is what happened.
Yeah. And so you said telling a story, that kind of leads us into the next question that I'd like to ask you is really around mindset. And I think especially for solo entrepreneurs, the mindset can be a really devastating piece of their success. So how do you coach around mindset and to really get people into the best mindset so that they stop getting in their own way and creating their own failures based on that mindset?
Well, I think 90% of everything we're talking about here is mindset.
Yes.
And so really listening to whoever's in front of me and asking questions and asking additional questions. So we like to term that as three deep. So we start on a subject and we ask another question, ask another question to get clarity. And when that happens, transformation is allowed. And people start to hear themselves even talk through something, and their aha isn't because I gave it to them. It's their aha because they actually know the answer.
Mm-hmm.
My job as a coach is to just draw that out of you and then put some action steps behind that.
Yeah.
That's really cool, Pam. It's like your self-discovery, and you know it inside. It's that maybe subconscious voice that you have that you bring out to the forefront where maybe somebody else can finally give you that aha moment and enlighten to you of your reality. And that's huge for people. Specifically, how do you coach an individual to their future self growth plan, like an individual and you know, their future?
Great question. So we have a tool that we use. It's a two-part tool. So one thing I need to understand is where they've been. And then I look at where they're going. So we do a life story and a future self.
Mm-hmm.
So those two tools. I spend a lot of time with agents, and it's a slow process, but it's necessary for them to really understand the patterns that they're living out in their life and or reliving and what needs to change or what needs to happen so they can actually step into the future self.
Yeah, it sounds so beautiful.
It does. You know, you said an interesting word, story, right? As humans, we all tell ourselves a story so we can be in that normal space, and then you live by that story. And somebody, one of my mentors, I won't say names, but he's big dog in the finance. He says, the truth is as you believe it and perceive it to be, but not how it really is.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think about that on a deeper level, it's so true for people because it's not, your filter is not how it really is. You know?
No, there's, you know, I like to think of it as you have like two minds or two brains. You've got your subconscious mind and you have your conscious mind, and it's your subconscious mind that's driving the bus.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we are telling ourselves stories every day. You woke up with one and I woke up with one this morning, and we're living out that story right now.
Yeah. So, Pam, I'm really into time efficiency, time management. So let's talk about how you help your students in time effectively and leadership integrity, and how those two come together.
I think they come together through accountability. But what we do is we set out a plan. It's their plan based on their goals. We bring it down to a focus tool that we check in once a week, and they operate out of. When someone meets with me, they bring their, it's called a 411, stands for 1 year, 1 month, 4 weeks. They bring that in, we check off the list what's happening. We make agreements about what we're going to do until the next time that we meet and understand how they're going to get it done. And so the last piece of that is the most important piece, which is the accountability piece.
Yeah.
Yep. Let's talk about, you mentioned time blocking, and I'm a fanatic of time blocking almost as much as Tina. Tina's like obsessed with it, and she's so good at time blocking. She will tell you to shut up, and she'll walk out of the room on you literally.
Never say shut up. But.
She wouldn't say, I'm being funny, but she's
you
like,
have to.
She's like just a little tap on the watch, and she's out of there on you, and I respect that because her time for you and herself, that's all her respect around time blocking. Tell us a little bit about what your thoughts are, time blocking and the agents that you coach and such.
It's necessary. You have to learn what to say yes to and what to say no to. And it's a learning curve, and people give us reasons all the time why they can't stick to their time block. And, you know, I always say if you're going to fight for your limitations, then you get to keep them.
Yeah.
So,
nice.
You know, it's just one of those things that you have to learn. Again, it's a skill that you have to develop. And it's a habit and just becomes a way of being.
So, Pam, as we're wrapping up our time here today, I'd love to close up with personal growth and your business growth and kind of what you do there with your clients.
We have a growth plan. So based on who I need to become to reach the goals that I'm trying to reach or going to reach, there's a mindset shift that has to happen, so there's some growth that has to happen. There may be some classes that you need to take. You know, you need to get better at what you're doing in order to have the best results that you want to have. So we put together a growth plan, and we follow that. Again, that shows up on your 411 focus tool, and we check in with that every month, and we're just stay on track.
Yeah, well, I love what you're doing, and I think for who's listening today, if you don't have a coach, you have to have one. I mean, if you look at the best of the best in anything, they all have coaches. And just like Pam's saying, that accountability to keep you on track, to really ask the right questions so that you can come up with your own brilliant answers that are just waiting to come out, and ultimately that you can, you know, live the life that you're meant to live. Pam, thank you so much for joining us in studio.
Thank
I look
you
forward
for having
to having
me.
You back.
Yeah, thank you.
Coming up next on The Money Hour, the perfect storm facing high net worth clients, Sean Winkler with HomeSmart, Ion Realty, Mill Creek, right here at 1150 AM KKNW after this short break.